The word of God is alive and powerful, sharpening a two-edged sword, piercing deep to the dividing the center of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, the critic of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. All scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We begin our study this morning, where we'll pick up in Genesis in the text, chapter 18. We'll do verses 1 through 8 as a unit to begin with. All right, as is our custom, we will make sure that you have opportunity to have God the Holy Spirit in the position of rulership over your life experientially. This is fulfilled through his filling role. It recognizes that the believer priest in time engages in personal sin. That sin must be dealt with appropriately before God. How we deal with that sin is through the rebound technique, the mechanics of 1 John 1:9, where in our prayer confession, God forgives us of our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness, past and present. Up to that point in time, we are filled with God the Holy Spirit. We are therefore in a position spiritually so that we can perform God's will for our life in action with honor. That application that God recognizes and is rewardable in regard to our eternal disposition, as well as advancing us spiritually otherwise. And only in this way, being in fellowship, can we truly ascertain and perceive the truth of Bible doctrine. Otherwise, the sin nature involves itself. It interferes, and we will end up distorting it, watering it down, if not outright rejecting it, otherwise in that capacity. So with that in mind, we'll give you opportunity to rebound if necessary as we start with a normal word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the grace of our assembly this morning here at Lake Erie Bible Church. We ask once again that God the Holy Spirit will enlighten each and every one of us present this morning to the truth and the matters at hand, that we are able to take these things, apply it in our own lives as a source of edification, encouragement, exhortation, otherwise, regards to our Christian experience, all via God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, picking back up here in the text, in Genesis, following the appearance of Yahweh in chapter 17 to proclaim the over and beyond, if you will, promises conditionally for faithfulness of polyvolition to the Abrahamic covenant, as it applies directly to Abraham and Sarah, instituting the ritual of circumcision, which is a sign, a reminder for the necessity to isolate the sin nature in order for one to complete God's plan for their life, whether it be phase one or phase two in this respect. And the immediate application by Abraham in instituting this ritual within his own household, a ritual that is incumbent upon the Jewish race as a nation under national priesthood, not upon others, the church, Gentiles otherwise, but as a witness in regards to their responsibility and administration of the covenant, the Mosaic law, etc., to other nations around them. Now in chapter 18, after Yahweh removed himself from the Bible class of Abraham in chapter 17, Abraham made application, we see a reappearance of Yahweh. We've titled these verses here 1 through 8, Abraham's Hospitality. Looking here at the Hebrew, now the Lord, now Yahweh, appeared to him, that being Abraham, by the oaks of Mamre. Again, we see the oaks of Mamre as a important place where significant things occur in regards to Abraham. You have the wow consecutive. Our verb to appear simply the verb to see here in the Niphal, passive, imperfect, third masculine singular, ra'ah, R-A. R-A-A-H, Ra, and he appeared to him, is the preposition El, E-L, with the third masculine singular suffix, Yahweh, translated Lord in the New American Standard. Lord is usually always in all caps to recognize the term used with respect to God. By the oaks of Mamre, you have the preposition Beit. Then our word for oaks, Tebarinth, is a noun, common masculine plural, construct, Elon, E-L-O-N, proper noun, Mamre, transliterated. And this occurs while Abraham, he was sitting at the tent door in the heat of the day. You have the wow conjunction, the pronoun, third masculine singular, who, here is a personal pronoun, H-U, while he himself was sitting, cal participle verb, masculine singular absolute, yashav, Y-A-S-H-A-B. Our noun for door is the common masculine singular construct, pithach, P-E-T-H-A-C-H, door or opening of the tent. You have the definite article, plus the noun, common masculine singular absolute, our word for tent, ohel, O-H-E-L. In the heat of the day, you had the preposition kaf, followed with our common masculine singular noun, kam, C-H-A-M. It literally means to be hot or warm, hence the heat of the day, our noun for day, common masculine singular absolute, yom, Y-O-M. Verse 2, and when he, Abraham, lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, three men were standing opposite him. A wow consecutive. Our verb to lift up is a cal imperfect third masculine singular, nasah, N-A-S-A-H. And he lifted up here his eyes. He had a common both dual construct with the third masculine singular suffix, our word for eyes, his eyes, A-N, A-Y-I-N. And he looked, wow consecutive, our verb ra'ah, here repeated, cal imperfect, third masculine singular, here active, hence he saw, he looked, R-A-A-H. And behold, yeah, the wow conjunction. Then you had the interjectory particle, henna, H-I-N-N-E-H, exclamatory, if you will. Behold, three men. You have the adjective masculine singular, our number three absolute here, shalosh, S-H-A-L-O-S-H, followed with the common masculine plural absolute noun, our word for men, ish, I-S-H. Put the feminine ending on it, A-H. You have the woman, Isha. We're standing opposite him. We're standing, again, the Niphal participle verb, masculine plural absolute, natsab, N-A-T-S-A-B. Opposite him is the preposition all with the third masculine singular suffix, al, against or opposite. And when he saw them, he, Abraham, ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth. And when he saw, while consecutive, our verb to see again, ra'ah, cal imperfect, third masculine singular, then he ran, while consecutive. Our word to run here, cal imperfect third masculine singular, verb roots, R-U-T-S, 99 years old, and he's running. put that in your pipe and smoke it. 99 around here, you're barely able to walk. Just a difference of longevity of life, etc. He ran literally to first to greet them. You have the preposition lamed. Then our verb to greet here is a cal infinitive construct with third masculine plural suffix kara, Q-A-R-A. To greet then, the suffix. From the door of the tent, literally, you have the word for door again, or entry, opening, common masculine singular construct, pithach, P-E-T-H-A-C-H. Follow with our noun for tent, definite article, common masculine singular, ohel, O-H-E-L. And bowed himself to the earth. You had the wow consecutive. The hispael verb, imperfect third masculine singular. Our verb to bow down is shaka, S-H-A-C-H-A-H. He himself bowed down. Hispael being reflexive. To the earth. He prostrated all the way to the ground, a common feminine singular absolute, or word for earth, eretz, E-R-E-T-S. Verse 3, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, please do not pass your servant by. While consecutive, our verb to say, amar, cal imperfect third masculine singular, A-M-A-R. Lord is our proper noun here, not Yahweh, but Adonai. A-D-O-N-A-Y. Greeting of respect, honor, recognizing an authority, generally speaking. Then our particle if is M, I-N. If now, now is the interjectory particle na, N-A. Our verb to find, cal imperfect first common singular, matsa, M-A-T-S-A. I have found favor is the common masculine singular noun absolute, kin, C-H-E-N. Favor or grace, the same idea. To do someone favors, to apply grace, if you will. In your sight, preposition bait. Sight is literally our word for eyes, a common both dual construct with the second masculine singular suffix, ayin, A-Y-I-N. Please do not pass your servant by. You have the adverb all, not, A-L. Again, our particle interjectory na, repeated, I pray or please, beseech. Do not pass. By is the cal imperfect second masculine singular. Here with Jesse Force, not, I pray, let you pass by, literally. A little awkward in English, but that's the Hebrew force. That would be a bar. I didn't translate it right, this one. A-B-A-R. Your servant. Your servant is a common masculine singular construct noun with the second masculine singular suffix, eved, E-B-E-D. Verse 4, please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Again, we have a verb with Jesse Force here. Cal passive imperfect third masculine singular. To bring is lakach, L-A-Q-A-C-H. Let it be brought, literally. Again, our interjectory particle na, please. And then our adjective for little is the masculine singular construct me'ath, M-E-A-T-H. Water is the common masculine plural absolute noun, mayim, M-A-Y-I-M. And wash your feet, wow conjunction. In our word to wash, here's the verb cal imperative, masculine plural, rakats, R-A-C-H-A-T-S. You all wash. Your feet is a common feminine dual. Obviously, we all have 2 feet. Construct noun with the second masculine plural suffix regel, R-E-G-E-L. Most people do. And rest yourselves under the tree. Wow conjunction, followed with the verb nifal, imperative, masculine plural, sha'an, S-H-A-A-N, literally means to lean on, hence to rest. You all be rested under the trees. You have the preposition takath, T-A-C-H-A-T-H, under. Then our noun for trees with the definite article, under the tree, common masculine singular absolute, ets, E-T-S. Verse 5, and I will bring a piece of bread that you may refresh yourselves. Our verb to bring with the wow consecutive, cal imperfect first common singular, like kak, repeated. A piece of, a fragment, is a common feminine singular noun construct, pop, P-A-T-H. Fragment, piece of bread is our common masculine singular absolute noun, lechem, L-E-C-H-E-N. That you may refresh yourselves, you have the wow consecutive, cal imperative, masculine plural, sa'ad, S-A-A-D. To sustain, strengthen, hence refresh. Yourselves is literally your heart. Common masculine singular construct noun with the second masculine singular suffix lev, L-E-V. After that, you may go on since you have visited your servant. After that is the adverb akar, A-C-H-A-R. Afterwards, after that, you may go on. Is the cal imperfect second masculine plural or verb avar, A-B-A-R. You all will pass through or go on. Since you have visited your servant, you had a conjunction key, K-I-Y, plus the preposition all, A-L, plus the adverb kin, K-E-N. Since upon thus, literally, all wrapped up in one English word, since, you have visited, you have passed by or visited, is our verb abar, repeated, A-B-A-R, as a cal perfect, second masculine plural, upon your servant, preposition all, A-L, servant, aved, common masculine singular construct, the second masculine singular suffix, E-B-E-D. And they said, so do as you have said. The wow consecutive, our verb to say, cal imperfect third masculine plural, amar, A-M-A-R. You have the adverb kin, thus, K-E-N, followed with the verb to do, cal imperfect second masculine singular, asah, A-S-A-H. Thus you will do, As you have said, is the preposition kauf, followed with the relative pronoun asher, A-S-H-E-R, just like which you have spoken literally. You have the PL, perfect, second masculine singular, our verb davar, D-A-V-A-R. You have utterly spoken. So he's given the green light. Verse 6. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, while consecutive, our verb to hurry, to make haste, if you will, hastened, is the PL imperfect third masculine singular, PL being intensive, and Mahar, M-A-H-A-R, Abraham, transliterated, the tent, again our noun Ohel with the definite article, common masculine singular, O-H-E-L, here to Sarah. He went and found her first, preposition L, E-L, Sarah transliterated and said, our verb amar with the wow consecutive, Calum perfect third masculine singular. Quickly prepare 3 measures of fine flour, knead it, and make breaks, and make bread cakes. Make breaks, yeah, okay. You have the PL imperfect, or imperative, excuse me, feminine singular, again, to make haste quickly. We would say now, you know. That's the sense here. It's intensive. Mahar, repeated, M-A-H-A-R, quickly, without delay. Then you have the adjective, feminine singular, construct our word for three again, shalosh, S-H-A-L-O-S-H. Follow with the common feminine plural absolute noun, se'ah, S-E-A-H. Measures of flour or grain, 3 flours, if you will. Followed then with our common masculine singular noun, absolute, kemach, Q-E-M-A-C-H. More defined here, meal flour. Then the most defined aspect of the flour is the third noun, common feminine singular absolute, soleth, S-O-L-E. T-H, fine flour, 3 measures of flour, meal flour, fine flour, is literally the Hebrew. And make bread cakes, you have the verb cal, imperative, feminine singular, our verb literally to knead, lush, L-U-S-H, knead it, and make. Obviously, to make it, first you got to knead the flour, the dough. And then you have our verb to make here with a wow conjunction, cow, imperative, feminine singular, asah, A-S-A-H. Then our noun for bread cakes is the common feminine plural absolute, unah, U-N-A-H, disc of bread, circular round bread. Verse 7, a lot of effort into this hospitality, is there? Abraham also ran to the herd, so he addresses Sarah, gets her moving. Then he goes on, ran to the herd, took a tender and choice calf and gave it to the servant. Wow conjunction, preposition L, E-L, and to the herd, literally, definite article, common masculine singular noun, absolute, bakar, B-A-Q-A-R. Within the cattle, beef, here is in view. He ran, again our verb to run, cow perfect third masculine singular, ruts or roots, R-U-T-E-S. Abraham, transliterated. Wow consecutive, verb cow perfect third masculine singular, and he took, lakach, L-A-Q-A-C-H, a tender and choice calf. That is, in the Hebrew, a son of the herd. hence a young calf. You had the common masculine singular construct noun for son, Ben, B-E-N, followed with our noun for herd again, Bakar, B-A-Q-A-R. Here, one that is tender or soft. You have the adjective masculine singular absolute, rake, R-A-K-E, and gave it to the servant, or tender and choice. Okay, it's a calf, it's tender, and it's also choice. We've got to deal with that. You have the wow conjunction, then our word for choice here is adjective masculine singular absolute, our word for good, tov, T-O-B. Going to be pretty good beef here. Good steaks. And he gave it to the servant, wow consecutive, our verb to give, nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, Callan perfect third masculine singular, to, preposition L-E-L, the servant here is a definite article with the common masculine singular absolute of the noun na'ar, N-A-A-R, literally means youth. So one of the younger adolescents, if you will, of his servants. And he hurried to prepare it. Wow, consecutive, our verb to hurry, to make haste again, PL, again intensive, wasted no time. This is the response you would expect from a subservient person under the authority of another when given an order, mahar, M-A-H-A-R, and he hurried to prepare it. To prepare is the Calan Finitive with the preposition lama construct asah, to do, A-S-A-H. It is assigned a direct object, eth, with the third masculine singular suffix, E-T-H. Verse 8, and he took curds and milk and the calf which he had prepared and placed it before them. Our verb to take, again with the wow consecutive, cal imperfect third masculine singular, lakak, repeated. Then our first word here in the list, curds, is a common feminine singular absolute, kemea, C-H-E-M-E. A-H, curds, then milk, wow conjunction, our common masculine singular noun absolute, kalav, C-H-A-L-A-V, milk, cheese, generally what's made out of milk, that's what's in view here, and the calf, wow conjunction, and then literally the son of the herd, hence the calf, our noun for son, Ben, followed with the definite article, common masculine singular absolute, Bakar, B-A-Q-A-R, son of the herd, and placed it before them, or which he had prepared. First, he had the relative pronoun, asher. Then our verb to prepare is asah, again repeated, A-S-A-H. And then he gave or placed it before them, while consecutive, to give or place, cal imperfect third masculine singular, nathan, repeated, N-A-T-H-A-N, before their presence, before their face. Face is literally preposition lamed with the common masculine plural construct noun, third masculine plural suffix, paneh, P-A-N-E-H. And he was standing by them under the tree as they ate. Wow, consecutive, personal pronoun, third masculine singular, who, he himself, H-U, was standing, is our cal participle, denoting continuous action. Masculine singular absolute, amaz, M-A-A-D. Over them or by them, preposition with the third masculine plural, all, A-L, as they would be seated, he would positionally be above them, over them. under the tree as they ate. Under is preposition takath, T-A-C-H-A-T-H. The tree is our noun with a definite article, ets, E-T-S, common masculine singular. As they ate, while consecutive, in our verb to eat here is the cow imperfect, third masculine plural, akal. A-C-A-L. All right, rereading here the verses. Now the Lord appeared to him, Abraham, by the oaks of Mamre, while he was sitting at the tent door in the heat of the day. And when he, Abraham, lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, three men were standing opposite him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth. Verse 3, and said, My Lord, note the three men, but now we transition to a singular in the Hebrew. My Lord, if now I have found grace or favor in your sight, please do not pass your servant by. Please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Verse 4, verse 5. And I will bring a morsel or fragment of bread that you may refresh yourselves. After that, you may go on since you have visited your servant. And they said, so do as you have said. Verse 6, so Abraham hurried into the tent of Sarah and said, right now, prepare three measures of flour, meal flour, fine flour, knead it, and make bread cakes. Verse 7, Abraham also ran to the herd and took a tender and choice calf and gave it to the young servant, and he hurried to prepare it. Verse 8, and he took curds and milk and the calf which he had prepared and placed it before them, the visitors, and he was standing by them under the tree as they ate. All right, analysis here, verses 1 through 8. 1, the narrative now advances in time short of 3 months since Yahweh's appearance in chapter 17. Not much time has passed by with this second appearance now in chapter after chapter. And it is definitely short of 3 months since the previous appearance in 17. 2, we deduce this based on the fact that Yahweh tells Abraham that Sarah will bear Isaac in 1 year's time, per 17 verse 21. And as of yet, Isaac's conception has not occurred. We'll deal with the language when we get to it. However, for all intents and purposes, in chapter 17 verse 21, Yahweh, God, tells Abraham that my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this season or time next year, 1 year's time. And in our chapter, when Sarah is addressed, we see clearly here in verses 10 and 14 that she has yet to have conceived in order to have a child. And we'll have to deal with the Hebrew, the English here, the New American Standard is really poor on this one, these verses. And he said, I will surely return to you at the time of life, literally. And behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son. And then verse 14 is the same thing. Why they translated this way, I don't know. It's not the same words that we saw in 17:21, but again, we'll deal with it. Is anything too difficult for the Lord at the appointed meeting, literally, time? I will return to you at the time of life, literally in the Hebrew, at the time of life. And Sarah will have a son. So, put those two things together. And it's going to happen within a year, given the typical time, 9 month gestation period of carrying the baby. We know that we're still short of 3 months completely since the previous visit. All right, three. Now again, Yahweh appears to Abraham in theophany. This time by the taberinth, literally, generally translated oaks, of Mamre. He appeared in, if you will, Christophany or Theophany, back in chapter 17. The Lord appeared. You have different ways that God will communicate. In these two incidents, 17 and 18, we have a visible manifestation, Christophany, if you will, the appearance of the pre-incarnate Christ in a physical form rather than just simply an audible or through a dream or something of that nature. And again, it's by an important marker of residence that we see in regards to Abraham, and that is the oaks of Mamre. We've seen this location already, point four. It is in this location that Abraham built an altar to begin with, commemorating Yahweh's unconditional promise of covenant after separating from Lot all the way back in chapter 13, verse 18. Again, we have defined and shown that the covenant has both conditional and unconditional elements to it. With the unconditional element, that which nothing is needed from a point onward for the fulfillment of the promises to occur, that occurred after Abraham fulfilled and manifested his positive volition and obedience to God, not only leaving the land and going to Canaan, but to separate from his relatives. Finally, he separates from Lot after God has to intervene and make life miserable for both of them. He finally separates, and at that point in time, he's at Mamre, and he builds an altar. Then Abraham moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. That to obviously commemorate in thankfulness in regards to the covenant promises as they would be applied. Five, also is here that Abraham was living when the fugitive came and told him of Lot's capture. Back in chapter 14, verse 13, when the eastern kings, the five kings, came and made a raid on the geographical region around Abraham, including Sodom and Gomorrah. We know that Lot was taken captive as a POW in that regards. And the one of the escapees from this whole campaign, led by Kenneth Laomer in that regards, came and informed Abraham of Lot's situation. And again, Abraham was residing here at the oaks of Mamre. Then a fugitive came, chapter 14, verse 13, and told Abraham, the Hebrew, now he's living by the oaks of Mamre. There, the name taken from the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and brother of Esner, and these were allies with Abram. But again, we see these mentions, specific mentions here, the oaks of Mamre. While they give us some geographical orientation, they also have other aspects of emphasis that's attached to it, if you can draw it out. So here, again, that's where Abraham was living when we're told of Lot's capture. So after he separates from Lot, he relocates this place, builds the altar. He's there when he's told about Lot's capture. And then, six, again, we find Lot as a secondary actor that brings, at least in part, purpose for Yahweh's present visit, which is further revealed for us in chapter 19. So, again, we have the oaths of Mamre brought to our attention. And again, we see Lot as a character of interest and an issue of reason why this visitation occurs at this point in time. We're not told specifically, even though it's implied, because Yahweh reveals Abraham the impending judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham knows that's where Lot resides. In chapter 19, specifically, then we see the deliverance of Lot and his family from that judgment. So, twice before, Oaks of Mamre mentioned. Twice before, Lot's involved. One more time, the Oaks of Mamre. Once again, Lot's involved. as the mention of this particular location is brought forward. So, six again. Again, we find Lot as a secondary actor that brings at least in part purpose for Yahweh's present visit further revealed in chapter 19. Seven, this as it relates to the impending judgment regarding Sodom and Gomorrah, which will be detailed for us closing out chapter 18, verses 16 through 33. And Abraham makes his appeal to Yahweh that he wouldn't destroy the righteous with the unrighteous in this regard. So eight, however, in this particular situation, in this visit, first Yahweh will revisit the imminent birth of Isaac. That takes up the first half of the chapter, which comes into view in the following verses of chapter 18, 9 through 15. This time for the benefit of Sarah. So Lot's involved, but first, an interlude, the first order of business is to proclaim the imminent birth of Isaac here as addressing Sarah for her benefit in particular in this regards. So nine, when you put it all together, significance, regards to Mamre, it appears that Mamre is intended in part, at least, to remind the reader of God's promises of blessing in covenant for those obedient to Him and judgment otherwise for those maladjusted to His will as this centers on the covenant in application to Abraham, the application with respect to Lot and his situations, constantly being caught under God's judgment. The final aspect of it is with emphasis on His grace and deliverance in both cases in regards to Lot finding himself caught up in God's judgment. He's delivered. So it's just one of those things, kind of like a puzzle deal. Put it all together, and this kind of picture unfolds in regards to what's occurring here around the Oaks of Mamre. And if you will, is kind of like a national historic monument of significant aspects of God's plan that's associated with it. It's not just simply a geographical marker, but it has more depth to it in regards to its meaning. It's a special place, see, in the eyes of Abraham and the eyes of God. And to back our approach in this regards, 10, that Mamre is a parcel of land set apart in memoriam. It's designed to act as a memorial, if you will. It's further illustrated with its purchase by Abraham to be used as a burial place for the three patriarchs and their wives. It is definitely a place of memorial because this is where Abraham and his sons, grandsons, etc., the patriarchs, Isaac and Jacob, their wives and family are all buried. Genesis 23:17. So Ephron's field, which was in Machpelah, which faced Mamre, the field and cave which was in all the trees which were in the field that were within all the confines of his border, were deeded over to Abraham for a possession given to him. And after this, verse 19, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, facing Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. Facing it, see. It draws attention to it. There's a significance that's placed upon this parcel of land. 25:9. In the sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave, that's Abraham, of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittite, facing Mamre. 35:27. And Jacob came to his father Isaac at Mamre, where he is buried, of Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had sojourned. 49:30. In the cave, that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham brought along with the field that they from the Hittite for a burial site. So it's all for a place of memorial, a cemetery, a place of memoriam. And then 50:13. For his sons carried him to the land of Canaan, here of Jacob, and buried him in the cave. They went all that way. This is a special place, see. Not put overemphasis in regards to a place of burial, but significance that's attached to the piece of land is truly what's being emphasized. And buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, which Abraham bought, along with the field for burial site from Ephraim to the Hittite. So, not to put too much emphasis on it, but it's kind of cool that we see these events that occur here, and when you look at it, it does, if you will, summarize, if you will, God's plan under the covenantal terms, blessing, judgment, and deliverance, see, in this regards. All right, we'll give you a little time to go out and make snowballs and have a snowball fight, and we'll reconvene second session.